We're on the telephone this morning with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist with INTLFC Stone. Well, Arlen, we're past the Christmas holiday here. It's going to be kind of a slow week news-wise, I'm sure. But what are you going to be watching most of all here in the next few days?
It's really a twofold watch list, although the two are really related. The first would be any news out of China, and not that anything is expected, but that opportunity is there for some headline to come through that we're making progress or not making progress on the trade front. The other would be the outside markets. We're certainly seeing an elevated fear factor right now in the markets, eased a little bit today, but certainly Wall Street's concerned, and the VIX, which is the Wall Street's fear index, has been trading at 10-month highs, well above 30. Historically, it's been very difficult for any asset to sustain a rally when that is the case, as until fear subsides on Wall Street.
Okay, as far as China's concerned, I mean, are we expecting more soybean purchases in the new year?
There certainly has been rumors of another 2 million metric tons to be purchased by COFCO, which is China's state grain buying agency, to go into their reserve. And I anticipate there will be some additional purchases. At this point, that probably would not be enough to really materially move the market. It's certainly positive, but not enough to make a big dent, with the expectation the bulk of China's purchases are probably going to go south of the equator here in the weeks ahead, with the new crop harvest has already started in some areas of Brazil.
What is the latest from Brazil, what you're hearing from your folks there? I know we'd heard about concerns about very dry conditions as they were in their pod filling stage in some areas.
There's a fairly wide area of Brazil that is seeing below normal rainfall, but keep in mind that normal rainfall is quite substantial, anywhere from 5 to 10 inches per month. So depending on how it falls, you can be below normal and still have enough to support production. Nonetheless, there are some pockets, particularly in Paraná and parts of Mato Grosso, that have seen enough dry weather stress to curtail yield at this time of pod fill. But overall, when you look at the big picture, there's some enough areas of looking for above trend to offset that. So we're still looking for a very good crop in Brazil overall.
Let's talk about corn for a bit. What are you hearing? Exports have been good. We're going to continue here?
Well, the current balance sheet really doesn't give much reason for corn to go anywhere soon, near term. Longer term, if we leave China out of the equation, we do need to buy maybe 1 to 2 million more acres to meet the rising global demand outside of the United States and China. I see exports continuing to strengthen, particularly if we keep prices down here at these levels that do not really significantly expand the Southern Hemisphere crop. And so I'm fairly cautiously optimistic. On the other hand, if China does come in and make some significant purchases of corn, which the math does work for them to do that, the Chinese government could make money right now buying U.S. corn at the Gulf, freighting it over, blending it with their lower quality 2015 supplies that are in their reserve, and selling it at open auction. So if they do that, as some of our boots on the ground have suggested in China that they may do, that could have a significant positive impact on the corn market. The question is, will they do that, and what's the timing? There have been some rumors that they could start buying corn in the month of January. So I think the corn market's probably going to be holding fairly consistently in here, waiting for that news and see if that happens.
What are you hearing about the situation with ethanol? And we've had some plants shutting down here. A few have idled their plants here recently. Margins are poor. Is this something to be concerned about long term?
It is. The bad news is the margins are poor and looking to stay poor for quite some time based on what we currently know. USDA lowered their ethanol use of corn by 50 million bushels in their December crop report, and that appears to be justified at this point. The good news is, and it's still an unknown without substantiation, is that our sources in China are indicating that China could also end up buying some ethanol and some DDGs. If that would happen, that would also boost our margins and turn things positive again. Here again, we don't know if that's going to happen. It's just some of the rumors that we're picking up from our boots in the ground in China, and we're watching for further evidence of whether that will occur.
Also wanted to ask you about wheat, and just saw a story. It was in the Hutchinson newspaper here recently. Wheat acres expected to be at a 100-year low. We know of all the problems they had getting wheat planted this fall. So where do we stand right now, in your opinion?
Well, right now we're looking for wheat in the state of Kansas to be down, parts of Oklahoma be down, other parts of the plains could be up a little bit. So overall, we're looking at steady to lower winter wheat acres in the region. We may be a little bit higher in some parts of the Midwest, and we're looking for some modest increases in spring wheat acres come spring, although the markets could certainly change those perceptions between now and then. Central Kansas, which is a key production area of wheat, very concentrated wheat production, does appear to be down significantly, and that area would open the door for more row crops this summer in the way of grain sorghum, soybeans, and southern areas of cotton as well. I did a meeting in that area a couple of weeks ago, and it was not unusual to hear farmers talk about normally planting maybe 800-900 acres of wheat and only having 300 or 400 of them planted, and that's the way it's going to stay at this point, simply because of the type of fall that we had. So that highly productive area does look like it's going to be down significantly.
And is that going to bode well for prices going forward, or?
It would bode a lot better for prices if we didn't have nearly a 1 billion bushel carryout. It should provide some support. I think the key is here, as I look at my balance sheet for the year ahead, it still shows the U.S. wheat market amply supplied unless we have a significant weather event overseas. I would say at this point that we're looking for improving fundamentals, but nothing to get overly bullish about. Expecting a dramatic rise in prices unless we get a weather event.
Okay, and you mentioned early on the outside markets. The stock market, of course, is in a free fall right now. And you're saying this is really going to keep a lid on anything that we might be able to do on the commodity markets here?
Yeah, what I'm really watching is the VIX, which is Wall Street's fear index, and I've observed over the years it's trading now around 35 or 36, which is around 10-month highs. That historically it's been very difficult for any asset to sustain a rally with a VIX that high unless it has a compelling story. It just shows the level of fear that's present among money managers. I have seen some assets, some commodities sustain rallies in that environment, but they had to have a compelling story to do so. And really none of the ags have that kind of compelling story right now. And so maybe if you look at the beef sector, maybe live cattle futures are well supported or something like that. But we really need something else to create that story as long as there's fear on Wall Street. And right now, it appears maybe the best opportunity for that might be if China would come in and make a large purchases of corn and grain sorghum or something like that. And so those are the types of things we're watching for.